Hi, you're speaking to Gemma. Hi, hello, you're speaking to Gemma. How is that? Sorry, is it Craig?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Craig. Sorry, it keeps cutting us off, doesn't it? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Good, thank you for calling me back. I was just calling from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim for the abuse during care. I know we did try to ring you a while ago, didn't we? So we just wanted to basically make sure we've got all of the correct details and just speak to you a little bit more about, obviously, you know, what you did go through. And just take a brief statement for the case. Is that okay for you, Craig?
Okay,
no problem. So just bear with me one moment. I'm just on a new system today, so just bear with me if I do take a little bit longer than usual, okay? Give me a minute. Did you have any, like, names, any nicknames or anything like that when you was in care?
No.
I was known as Craig, yeah?
No. Okay. Craig David Palmer, that was my name.
David, yeah.
David.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And I've got on here, your email is craigpalmer323@gmail.com, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, and I've got your date of birth. Sorry, I've not actually got your date of birth. Are you all right to just confirm that for me?
Yeah, 27th of the 7th, 1968.
Yeah. Thank you. Right, so I'm just going to obviously go through a few things with you, Craig, okay? Take time, obviously, answering, you know, what I'm going to be asking you. So I've got on the system. Sorry, can I just ask, when you was in care, was you with any siblings at the time? Was they in care with you or was you on your own?
No, I was in three different care homes before I was born, right up to 16. So you're mixing with people, obviously. You know what I mean? No family.
No family. Could I get your mum's name, please, Craig?
Pardon?
Could I get your mum's name?
My mum's name is June. She's dead now.
June. Okay. We just get as much information as we can, just in case there is anyone else in the system called Craig Palmer, just so they can obviously trace that it's you because we've got your mum and dad's name, okay?
Yep.
Okay, and then can I get your father's name as well, please?
I don't know my father's father.
No, no problem. And how many brothers and sisters do you have, Craig?
I have a brother and I have a sister.
Okay. What's your brother's name, please?
Mark Palmer.
Okay. And your sister's name, please?
Jackie Palmer.
Thank you. And they weren't in care, it was just yourselves, is that right?
They were in care themselves, but I never ever knew them. In care.
Right, okay. But also, okay. So what age did you first go into care, please?
I was took from my mother when she gave birth to me.
Right, okay. And do you know the name of the first care home that you did go into?
Quarriers Home College.
It's what, sorry, can you just repeat that?
Quarriers Home Village.
How are you spelling that?
Quarriers, I don't know how you spell that. Quarriers, as in a quarry.
Quarriers.
Quarriers, yes. It's a big, it was a well-known home in Scotland.
Right, then. Let me have Quarriers. A quick look.
It was in Bridge of Weir. We were in Bridge of Weir, Scotland.
Right, okay. Warriors
that,
Homes, Bridge of Weir, yeah. Renfrewshire, yeah?
Renfrewshire, that's it, yeah.
Okay, thank you. So was you in there from the...
I was in there from birth up to I was 8 years old.
8 years old, okay.
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so would you like to just start with just telling me like what memories you did have in that care home?
Not a lot of memories from there.
No.
Not really, no. Just don't really know.
Obviously you were young, weren't you? You know, it's a lot of time.
Yeah. I can't remember it vaguely. It's but there was 30 different houses, they call it, but it was on, actually, they called it Quarriers Village at the time. It was only the wee community.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. So, yeah. I was in the house number 12, that's what house I was in.
Right, okay, no problem. And what, with how many care homes was you in total?
Three,
okay. Do you remember the other two a bit better?
Yeah, you moved, days that you moved when you go to a certain age, if you know what I'm talking about. But when you go to 8, you're moved on again.
You moved again, right. Okay, yes. So the one that you was at from 8 years old, can you remember the name of that one?
Yes, that was called Urquhart House. I don't know how it's named.
Urquhart House, did you say?
Urquhart House, that's it, yeah. And that was in a place called Houston in Renfrewshire as well. That was just up from Bridge
in the same area.
The same area, yep.
Okay, let's have a
that's
look.
That's no longer there.
It's not there. A lot of them are not there now, to be fair. This is the thing, a lot of them have shut down now, haven't they? But don't worry, it's the Scottish Government that we claim off. I'm just trying to find it. I won't be a minute.
Right on it.
And it's Urquhart, yeah, not Burkett. Urquhart,
no,
IR.
U. It starts with a U. Urquhart, yeah. Actually,
okay.
It's a U. U R U or something. U R Q Urquhart, Urquhart, I think.
I think, yeah, H-A-R-T.
Urquhart House.
House, yeah.
Urquhart, it's pronounced, it's U-R-Q.
Yeah. H-A-R-T.
That's it, yep, I think so, yep.
Yeah, I think I've got it. Yeah, Urquhart is a weird name, that isn't it? Urquhart House. Yeah, I've got it. In Johnston.
Houston, John, that's where it came under. It's a place called Houston, just next to it.
Yeah,
Johnston.
Houston, Fleming Road.
That's it. Fleming Road.
Yeah, got it.
That's
got
it.
Okay. Let's see a minute. Right, so can you remember, so you was there from the age of 8?
8, up to I was 13.
Right, okay. So that would have been about 1976.
That's correct, yeah.
to 19, about 82, would you say, 81?
Yep, we'll go for that, yep. Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And can you remember, like, the names of any of, like, the carers in there or anything, or any of the members of staff? Yep.
Yeah, it was two older women that ran it. One was called...
Okay, yeah.
The first one was called a Miss Chandler.
Miss Chandler, yeah.
Miss Chandler, yep.
Yeah.
The other one was called a Miss Helen Stevenson.
Okay.
Mary Chandler and Helen Stevens.
Mary, okay.
Yep, that's who ran the home.
Okay, thank you. Right, okay, and what can you remember from that home, please?
Not a lot of good memories, anyway.
Right, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Right.
It's okay, I'll ask you a few questions just to jog your memory, okay? It'll be a minute. Miss Mary. Sorry, I'm just typing it up. It won't be
The Mary Chandler, she's dead now. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know what Miss Stevens, don't know about her.
Yeah, it's going back a while, isn't it? So.
Yep. That's...
Okay, so with regards to, like, the home itself, did you not feel very safe there, would you say?
No, not really, no. I just done what I was told and...
When
you look back at the times now that I'm older and wiser, you look back at the times, they didn't care about you or nothing like that, you know what I'm talking about? You were just a name there.
So they didn't care, like, say, for instance, if you was bullied or anything like that.
They didn't.
Did they ever, like, physically attack you or anything?
Yes, yeah, that was a regular thing.
Okay.
You just couldn't even need these.
Was it?
It's if it was acceptable, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what you think back then. It was normal,
I had no family, I had nothing, basically, you know what I mean? So, whatever happened, you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. I have to explain.
So both of them physically attacked you,
Yes, that's a routine thing. And then if you've done something wrong, you get hurt. The wooden spoon, you start mad.
And this was regular, yeah?
Of course, yep.
Right. With wooden spoons. Mm-hmm. That they'd, like, hit you with them, yeah?
Oh, you're hit.
Right, okay.
And
did you get punished, basically? Like, if you did anything, was it kind of like punishment, yeah?
Yes, it was punishment, yeah.
Okay. And, sorry to ask this, but was there any, did the staff ever sexually assault you?
There was things like that, yeah. No, I don't think you're doing that road again.
Okay. No problem. Don't worry.
That wasn't from them. That was from people that come into this home. I don't know who came into the home. We come in, adults it was, and take children out. And to take children out. Defending them, taking them to, like, activities and that kind of stuff, you know. So.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I was just saying, so the people that was running it were aware of that, yeah?
I would think so, because it was people they knew, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
So these people come in maybe a daily basis or a weekend,
really?
take some of the boys away camping or whatever was happening, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So was it an all-boys? No, it was mixed. It was girls and boys.
Was it mixed?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Was you ever starved? Like, did they stop you from eating food?
Yeah,
if
you've done something wrong, I get a report by, like, by in school or something. Like, oh, I didn't just bring you on the head. You put it straight to your room.
Yeah. Did you ever, like, have to eat toothpaste or anything like that? You know, like, if you was hungry?
Soap was a bad one.
Soap.
Yep.
Okay. Did they force you to eat that, or?
Yes. Yeah, I was forced to eat. If you were, like, bad, or you talked back or something like that, is that what they done? Physically.
Right. Okay.
That bad, I soap.
So they'd, like, pin you down kind of thing?
Well, it basically held you, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Was it more than just them two members of staff? Like, was it other people that worked there as well? Or was it
I don't know who these people are. But
yeah. Okay, no problem. What we'll do, we will obviously locate everything, like the files and everything, from the authorities.
Yeah.
Even if they said that they don't have it anymore, because that's what a lot of them do. They do. They just say it, you know, so you can't...
When I reached the age of 16, for their own, I was never telling my mother's existing living, but when I came to the time when I was 16, I was given this information. That's how I tried my own mother.
Oh, down. Really?
No, I mean,
right, okay. Oh, bless you.
Did
you run away from the home?
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't where to go. I used to, like, it was a Murphy House one. There was a big field looking at the forest. But in the back, there was always got me in here, the kind of stuff.
Go in the forest.
Yeah.
Okay. Was you allowed to have friends at the home?
No, I never.
Okay.
Just to associate with who was in the place, Norman.
Yeah, that's horrible, isn't it? Okay, is there anything else you would like me to add on to that care home before we move on to the next one?
No, not really, no. That was the worst thing.
Yeah, bless you. Right, okay, so that's that one. Right, okay. Give me a minute. And then can you remember the name of the last care home?
Yes, that's, I'm now in Barhead Staining, that's where that one was. Give me 2 minutes, I remember.
No problem, take your time, no problem.
It's called Raysdale.
Raysdale, yeah, so R-A-Y-S-D-A-L-E, yeah?
That's it, Raysdale Adolescent Unit it was called.
Adolescent, okay.
That was in Barhead.
Barhead, yeah?
It might come under like Parkhouse Road. That was the name of the road it was on, Parkhouse Road.
Okay.
That was run by the Salvation Army.
Right, gosh.
That's now down as well. That's no longer there.
It's shut, okay. No wonder, is it really? Right. Okay. And it was definitely Raysdale, R-A-Y-S-D-A-L-E.
R-A-I-S, I think, Raysdale.
Okay, so R-A-Y-I-S.
Okay. No, there's not a Y in it.
R-A-I-S.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's come up now straight away. As soon as I put that in. Okay. was it, one minute. Seeing it, and I know it's gone. Raised down. Oh no, that's a different one. No. So Raisedale Adolescent in Barhead, yeah?
Yep. It may have come under Nitch Hill, because that's Nitch Hill Barhead, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I think I've got it here. Adolescent. Okay, and you was there from the age of about 13, was it?
Yeah.
Until what age, please? 17?
16.
16, okay. That would be from 1981 until 1984, is that right?
Yeah. No, 86, as it took you up to...
86?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay,
17-year-old, that's what it was, 17.
17, okay.
17-year-old, right.
Thank you. And can you remember the names of the staff there?
George something was a guy. There was a lot of staff in that one.
Was he
all,
just staff, or did he run it?
No, they were all. They were all staff. It was run by the Salvation Army.
Right. Okay. So no one owned it.
No, I think it. No, it was owned by. I think it was owned by. The church or something, I think
okay.
Something.
Okay, the church.
I think so.
Okay.
And there was about 10 members of staff that worked in that place, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
I was just all, like, for a teenager up there, that's why he's on the adolescent unit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, yeah, okay. And, so could you just obviously begin by telling me, you know, what memories you do have of that care home, please?
Do you know something? That care home was actually all right.
Was it? Right, okay, that's good. I want to hear that.
It's just like, you were growing up, but that was an actually an all right place, and that's like essentially settled in Barhead.
Okay. Did you ever, like, suffer from any physical abuse at that one at all?
No, you get the odd wee clap about the heater or whatever.
Yeah.
So there was nothing major, you know what I mean?
Major, okay. No problem. No. What about, obviously, with food and stuff like that? Did they feed you okay in that one?
Well, because you didn't get punished like that, but if you come in and miss your dinner,
didn't really get
you're not getting your dinner.
Yeah,
that kind of thing. No,
okay.
I mean?
So they didn't, like, purposely starve you or anything
no? No.
No problem. Right, okay. I just wanted to make you aware as well, when we look into this case, we're not just clutching at straws, providing that you have experienced some form of abuse, which you have done, during your time, then the case will be successful. We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as many of them have already shut down like these have, you know, your case. So the compensation does come directly from the Scottish Government, as they are the ones who are liable.
Right.
And they was funding the neglect to begin with, okay?
Okay.
Now, they have already started paying out on cases. The average claim is £48,000. It could be more, it could be less. Obviously, you know, we just want to make sure, you know, that you are getting the justice, you know, that you deserve for having gone through all of this. When you was in care. Okay, great.
Yes.
Right, so I just need to go through a few more things this year. I'm nearly done, okay? Might be a sack. If I go quiet, it's just because I'm just typing it all up. Okay. Try not to keep it too long. So obviously, just going back to what you told me about when you were taken camping, mm-hmm. did that happen, you know, quite a lot, or was that just a one-off thing? Or
I don't know. Whenever.
Can't really remember. Don't worry. No problem. No worries.
As I say, there was three or four older men. Older men had done nothing. Come in and sat in the office as well with the two women. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Next minute, you know, you're going to camp. You know what I mean? You're staying with family. I don't know. No way.
Yeah. Oh, bless you. I'm so sorry.
All right. Whatever. Actually, I had the police about 30 years ago come and see me, asking
really?
Me. 30 years ago, asking me about certain people in the home that the
oh, really?
I remember. I didn't say nothing to him. I didn't.
You didn't want to think about it, probably?
No, I don't. No.
No, I'd get that, definitely.
Well, I've got my family now, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah, exactly. Right, I'm just going to pop you on hold. I won't be a moment, okay? Thank you. Billy? Or Elliot? I'm just putting like the care home name in and it's saying it won't find it, but it won't let me save it either. Oh, is that what that is? Right, okay. Right, thank you. See ya, right, okay. I have done, yeah. Yeah, I've got the details of it. No, it is right, that. Raysdale, adolescent. Yeah. It's that one there. Thank you. Still not letting me save it, that. it's still not letting me save it. Yeah, but... Oh, sorry. Yeah. Nice one. I was just clicking on that. Yeah, I was trying to find it. Thanks. Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting there. Alright. Almost done. I just need to go for a few more questions with you, and then it's nothing major this time. We've done the hard part, okay? Can I just ask, have you got any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No. And we just need to put a nominated beneficiary on there if you would like one. Would you like me to add one for you?
Yes, my partner.
Yeah, what's your partner's name, please?
Joanne Archibald.
Joanne, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, and could I get her date of birth, please?
28th of the 8th, 1975.
Thank you. Okay. And just an email as well. Oh no, actually, don't worry about that. Have you got a contact number for her?
Not at the moment, no.
No, that's fine, no problem. Same address?
Yeah, same address, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And I just need to read a very small script here just to explain the funding process clearly for you, okay? So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid to the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you do choose us, it would be under a private agreement. Is that okay?
That's fine, yep.
Just to make you aware as well, our fee, if we are successful, it is no win, no fee. Our fee is 16%.
Yep.
Plus VAT, it's 20% flat rate. Is that okay for you, Craig?
Yep.
Brilliant. Yeah. Okay, almost done. Now, I do need two other pieces of information from you as well. Just that we send over to the solicitors. I need a proof of address, so anything dated in the last 3 months. Would you have that?
I have that, yeah. I've got my driving license.
I was going to say, we do need an ID as well, so I need your driver's license for your ID, but then I need a proof of address that is a letter dated in the last 3 months, if that's okay.
Yep, I should buy it, yeah.
Brilliant. Are you at home at the moment? Do you think you could just send them over? Yeah, I'll wait for you. Don't worry. Take your time.
What do you want me to do?
Right. So if you can just send me a... Do you know the number that I messaged you on WhatsApp
before? Yes. Yep.
if you can just send them over to me now so I can just get them updated. Take your time, no problem. Just make sure for me that all four corners are in each picture, please, okay?
Okay.
So four corners of the letter.
Okay. Come on.
Have I got a letter there?
If we might, an up-to-date letter, we might be in at all. Alright, to put this address.
Just going to pop you on hold for 2 minutes, okay, whilst you're just doing that. Won't be a second. Billy, quickly, how do I send this same text again? Do you know for them to sign? I forgot how to. Contracts.
Take hold,
my. Cheers. Ben, come here, Pat. I've just tried to send him a text to sign, but it's come up with that.
It
means all the things are not done.
Address.
Oh, sure. I didn't even get his address at the start. I've got it now. 104.
Ah. I'll
do you know for the nominated beneficiary, do you have to do that? Do you have to put an address in?
What name?
I put the name in. Right, okay, so contract, yeah. Great, no problem.
Ooh,
Daniel. That right, yeah?
Go.
Nice one.
The best way to sign is signed.
Yeah. Yeah.
For documents.
Yeah.
But once you sign it, if that one part 3-3 carrying love, I thought
that. Right, okay. Nice one. Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting. Getting to me. We'll be fine, yes, but that's perfect. The letter that's great. When you get off the boat, do me a favour, just send me that letter again, but just with all four corners, you know, and just so they don't come back to me, so it's not enough.
I can barely hear you saying what you're saying.
So the letter that you sent to me,
yep.
If you can just make sure that all four corners of the letter, so like this, it's all in it basically, because on that it's been cut off a little bit, so just try and send it me like the full, like top half of it, if that's okay. That should be fine.
Right, okay, anyway.
They're just a bit strict with things like that. right, so I have just sent you a text message now.
Okay.
If you can just go on your phone. This is just for you to sign to say that you're happy for us to obviously handle this for you. So if you scroll to the bottom. Has it come through or not? You just sign it with your finger and then just press the blue button to send. You done it, yeah? It's not showing it's done yet. If you just, it should be like a blue button that you click on and then that sends it.
Did he?
You need to press the blue, once you find it, there's a blue button that you need to press.
I got you, blue button.
Yeah.
Clean it again.
Just try it again, yeah.
Right, okay, Joanne, I've not got a clue. I don't know what I'm doing here.
Right, bear with me 1 minute. Right, just bear with me 1 second, okay. Elliot, do you know when they sign it, did you say there's a blue button that they have to press?
Yeah, sign.
Sign. It says he can't see a blue button. Execute all documents. Hiya, sorry to keep you waiting. Sorry, it actually says execute all documents. You see
Hello.
That? Hiya, you okay? It actually says execute all documents. Can you see that?
I've got it, I've pressed it, I've done it, I've pressed it.
Okay, thank you. Right.
Give me a tick.
Brilliant. Oh, it's give you a tick, right, that's fine. Yep, that's great. That's all done for you, okay?
Yeah,
so
you.
That's everything that we need now. Okay, so thank you for obviously going through that. I know it's, you know, it can't be easy for you, Craig. But you know, what all we want to do is, you know, make sure that you do get some justice for, you know, what we've been through, okay? So what's gonna happen, you are going to receive a caseworker call. It will be within the next 48 hours from a number that I can text you now if you want. So just look out for this call, as it's massively important to get this case set up for you, Craig. Is that okay? Brilliant. All right. Thank you for your time today, Craig, and good luck with the claim, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye.